If the government buys a piece of OpenAI, what do you actually get? The White House is weighing equity stakes in major AI companies, with talk of paying dividends to American households. Here is how a government stake would actually work, and what a check like that might really be worth, in plain English. The simple version. A government equity stake means the government owns shares in a company, the same way any investor does. The idea on the table is that the United States takes ownership positions in leading AI companies, and any money those stakes earn gets paid back to the public. The president confirmed on June 5 that the administration is looking at it, and meetings with AI executives are expected as early as the week of June 8 to 14. A separate proposal from Senator Byrne. The numbers. On June 5, 2026, the president said the administration is considering equity stakes or partnerships with AI companies, with returns potentially paid to American households. Bloomberg, CNBC. White House meetings with AI executives are expected as early as the week of June 8 to 14, 2026. WashingtonPost.com. Senator Bernie Sanders has proposed the American AI Sovereign Wealth Fund Act, which calls for a 50% public stake in the largest AI firms, funded by a one-time tax paid in company stock. Sanders SenateGov. Any household dividend would be split across roughly 133 million United States households. U.S. Census Bureau, current population survey. The dividend these AI companies currently pay is zero. Most are not yet profitable and reinvest their cash. On June 2, 2026, an executive order set up a voluntary framework giving the government up to 30 days of early access to major new AI models, plus a Treasury-led AI cybersecurity clearinghouse. White House Gov. How a government equity stake would actually work. A stake can happen two ways. Companies hand over shares voluntarily, which dilutes existing investors, or creates new shares that dilute everyone proportionally, or the government buys in with money. The dividend to households piece is loosely modeled on a sovereign wealth fund, where a government owns assets and pays some of the returns to its citizens. There is a real United States example. Alaska owns oil revenue investments and mails residents a yearly check from the earnings. The catch with AI is that the model only works if the companies make profits and pay them out. Right now they do neither, so a stake today is a bet on large future profits, not a source of checks anytime soon. The real cost lens. Here is the math the headlines skip. Suppose the government's AI stakes one day produced $10 billion a year in dividends. That is a hypothetical, because today the figure is zero. Split across roughly 133 million households, $10 billion is about $75 per household per year, or around $6 a month. Even at a very large $50 billion a year, it works out to about $376 per household per year. Every American becomes a partner in AI, sounds enormous. The per-household reality, even under generous assumptions, is modest, and the real figure today is nothing, because there are no profits being paid out. These numbers are illustrative, built on assumptions you can change, not a forecast. What this means? For normal person, nothing changes this week, and no check is on the way. This is an early stage idea with no deal behind it. If it ever happened, you would own a sliver of the AI boom through the government, and its value would depend entirely on whether these companies become hugely profitable and actually distribute that money. The June 8 to 14 meetings are the first real signal of who is even at the table. It is worth watching, because it arrives as two of these companies head toward what could be among the largest stock market debuts in history. So how the public gets a piece of AI is about to be a live question through more than one door. What this is not. This is not advice to buy or avoid any AI company, stock, or fund. It is not a prediction that this policy will happen or that any household check will ever arrive. It is not an endorsement of the proposal or of any party or politician. It is not a claim that AI companies are good or bad investments. And it is not a report that a deal exists, because none does. Education only. Clear Money School does not provide individualized advice. Disclosure. This article discusses Anthropic, one of the companies named in these talks, and the maker of the AI tools used in parts of Clear Money School's production. Clear Money School has no financial stake in any company named here and takes no position on the proposal. Sources: Bloomberg, Presidential Remarks Aboard Air Force One, June 5, 2026. Notice and Yahoo Finance Reporting, June 4-5, 2026. Senator Bernie Sanders, American AI Sovereign Wealth Fund Act. The White House, Executive Order Promoting Advanced Artificial Intelligence Innovation and Security, June 2, 2026. U.S. Census Bureau, Total U.S. Households Current Population Survey.